Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Miss Lucille was a sweet pullet, which is a term for a young hen who had found a cozy home in a backyard chicken coop in Powder Springs, Georgia. Initially, things appeared to be status quo with the young Exchequer Leghorn Cross. After observing her for a time, however, her owner, who wished to remain anonymous, noticed Miss Lucille was growing a comb. Although both sexes of the breed can have them, her owner's instincts told her that perhaps something wasn't quite standard, so she sought the help of a local farmer. The owner recalls, "The farmer did all the checks to confirm Miss Lucille was a miss. She had no saddle feathers, which are pointy feathers at the base of the tail, no aggression, didn't jump or react in the presence of other hens or roosters, and when she was laid back in the farmer's hand, she stuck her legs straight out and just laid there. All are old-timers tricks to identifying roosters, since there's no definitive way to tell until they mount another chicken or crow, aside from lab testing." So Miss Lucille had failed the rooster test. However, later on, the owner arrived home to a mess of feathers in the backyard, an unusual event because hens don't usually molt until around 18 months of age. The owner said, "She began acting more temperamental, but I attributed that to her molting, as it can be quite uncomfortable for chickens. I was worried about her health." Although strange things were certainly afoot in Miss Lucille's world, none of them were health-threatening. When her feathers grew back, they were saddle feathers, like those found on roosters. Her hackles and tail feathers had also undergone some major changes. Her owner said, "She went from being your typical hen to a rooster with beautiful long tail feathers and pointy hackles. Her gait changed, and she was definitely at the top of the pecking order." Further consultation advised a wait-and-see approach. One farmer told the owner, "Just because she now looked like a rooster didn't mean she was one. I needed to wait until she crowed or mounted one of the hens." Miss Lucille's comb continued growing, but she also became more mellow and friendly. Her owner said, for every indicator that she might still be a she, there was another for her being a he. Finally, irrefutable proof came at around 5 months of age. The rooster literally crowed. Her owner said, every day the crow grew louder and stronger. It was official that Miss Lucille was now Mr. Lucille. And to his credit, he assumed the role wonderfully. If the girls were low on water, he'd crow and let me know to get it on. He'd lead the charge up to roost at night. He'd wake us up with his song early each morning. So, how does a hen become a rooster? Spontaneous sex reversal, such as in the case of Mr. Lucille, is extremely rare. A study out of Bangladesh found that only 28 of 3,000 hens monitored underwent reversal. The jury's still out on exactly why this phenomenon occurs, but there are some prevailing theories, according to Drew Benson, assistant professor of poultry science at the University of Georgia. Benson said via email, "Current evidence shows that sexual differentiation in birds is a mix of direct genetic and hormonal mechanisms. The right ovary and oviduct regress during embryonic development, leaving the hen with only one functional ovary, the left one. Should the left ovary be removed or become dysfunctional due to disease, the regressed right ovary may form an ovotestis," he explained. But let's break that down a little. Most instances of spontaneous sex reversal in birds, such as Mr. Lucille's, are believed to be connected to alterations in sex steroid hormone action, such as estrogen. The hypothesis is that estrogen activity suppresses development of the right gonad. But when the ovary fails to secrete estrogen, the tissue in the undeveloped right gonad is then changed to an ovotestis, which is a testis-like structure that will begin to secrete androgens and give the female bird more physical characteristics usually seen in males. Benson noted that the lack of estrogen will change the bird's plumage, and the increased testosterone causes the crowing and growth of head ornaments like the wattle and comb. Scientists aren't sure why this happens. Benson said that it's pretty common for ovarian disease to cause dysfunction of the ovaries, yet spontaneous sex reversal is much less common. He said, "You couldn't simply remove an ovary from a hen and generate a spontaneous sex reversal. The exact mechanism underlying avian sex determination has yet to be resolved." So what's a hen-turned-rooster's owner to do? Benson said, "Embrace the fact that you have a rare chicken. The newly changed chicken is no longer going to produce eggs, so you would need to get a new hen if you wanted egg production." Our anonymous owner wound up having to farm Mr. Lucille out to another rooster lover once the crowing got out of control. She said, "We have a subdivision behind our house, and although we are fortunate enough to be able to have roosters on our property, we didn't feel it was the neighborly thing to do. While I miss him, I don't miss the early morning wake-up call, and I'm happy he's where he can do his thing freely." Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other crow-worthy topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.